Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. I'm your host, John Ryan. My co-host today is Otto Lohs, and we're at the last segment of the Christina Lu Show. After having a wonderful, wonderful two-hour program, it flies. It really does. And this one was so nice today because the four of us are here.
Right, and it's a quite diverse show, you know, and that's what makes Project Independence and you a great program. I was just sitting here thinking, you know, our first segment is about, you know, pets and dogs and adopting and wonderful services North Hempstead's providing. Then we kind of had a current events little discussion, you know, and I think that's what makes it quite well-rounded. So you guys did a fabulous job in your hosting of all this topic. So
what's going on around the town? Which is
in North Hempstead, there is certainly a lot going on. I want to remind people that next Monday, so August 9th, is another fun day Monday. There was only four this year, you know, due to COVID kind of stuff that was going on. But this is the next one is August 9th. It's from 10 to noon. There's going to be Vic Vincent Band will be on, which is a fabulous band that at a lot of North Hempstead events. And if you're interested in the exercise program, you can come at 9 o'clock and there will be Zumba with Margaret. So you can do that from 9 to 10 before Fun Day Monday's festivities kind of begin. And then the final Fun Day Monday will be on August 23rd, which is a wonderful event because that is the salute to the veterans, which is always amazing. And it's actually extended. So that one Fun Day Monday is going to be from 10 to 2 p.m. There's going to be a ceremony for the veterans, the antique car show, which is my favorite part. And then there's going to be a bunch of different different bands. I think one of the Elvis tributes, which is always a Fun Day Monday favorite, is the Elvis impersonator running around. So that's great. And there's transportation available. So if you need transportation, call 311 or 869-6311 to get connected with that. So, and also, you know, speaking of summer fun activities, you know, we've had pretty good weather, I must say. Of course, the town is always encouraging people to get outdoors, stay active, but safely. They have early walking hours for seniors still going on. So that's at 8 a.m. They open it specially the North Hempstead Beach Park just for seniors. So you can go and walk the park there, which is really, really nice.
And supposed I know to go Otto. Up to 88 today.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So that's a good day to walk early.
See, there you go. And speaking of walking and being outdoors, which I wanted to touch, the town did a whole little, you know, tick prevention thing, because unfortunately a lot of beautiful areas to walk are kind of wooded areas or grassy areas, and you've got to be aware of ticks. So it's really important to stick to the trails, you know, wear light colored clothing. And this kind of ties into a segment we had a couple of years ago, a year or two ago, I don't even know anymore. But this is what's great about the Project Independence radio website, because I was thinking, you know, when I was reading this press release, you know, we had this doctor that came on who runs a Lyme center, and he came on with great little golden nuggets. And I was trying to remember specifically, I could remember some of them, but I just went in, you know, in the search bar, I typed in, you know, Lyme, and boom, it popped up. And I, you know, listened to the segments, and he had some really great tips too, that were kind of natural. And it was the, you can put eucalyptus oil on yourself and then spray your clothes with DEET and permethrin you put on your clothes. But this was my favorite one that I always remembered. And I preach all the time to all my friends and stuff that have, you know, my cousin's got a very beautiful backyard, but it's a little woody. There's deers that go through there. So you got to be careful. And especially for your pets too. But they said you take a lint roller, and after you're there, you can roll it on yourself. You can roll it on your dog, which was a great little tip. And also what's so important, you know, people think, oh my God, I might have been exposed. Let me go throw my clothes in the laundry. But you should throw your clothes in the dryer first, not in the washer, because which is disgusting is that ticks evidently love soapy water. So you want to throw it in the dryer first and kill them. So I thought that was very, very interesting. So
and the quails are out there doing their job.
That's right. The quail. That's right. We got all these different things going on. So hopefully, you know, we want to obviously go outdoors, but we want you to be safe too. because unfortunately, you know, there are a little very scenic things can carry, you know, some ticks. So that is that. And of course, we always encourage people to stay hydrated, to wear hats, wear your sunscreen. These things are certainly important when you want to enjoy the outdoors safely. So that is my spiel on summer safety outside. Also, the PI transportation program, I just want to remind people, we've been talking about different things that have been going in effect, different changes. As effective on August 1st, which is the one of the main things, is that food shopping is still remaining free, but medical transportation is going to have a flat rate of $5. You know, obviously pre-pandemic, there was a different scale. And it was still discounted, but it was based on where you were going. Then during the pandemic, the town incurred all charges and tips and everything was free. But obviously we're a grant program and we don't want to, you know, run out of all those things. So they, after much deliberation, there's a $5 flat rate fee for medical that's going.
Should I tip the driver?
So yeah, they're still, it's just, I do not believe the town is still taking care of tips. As of right now, you know, this changes each time. But that is something, that the town is still doing. And you don't have to worry. The town is tipping very generously. So you don't need to worry about that. And there's a bunch of different changes. Obviously they encourage people not to schedule trips during rush hour, because that's when a lot of complaints happen. Obviously it takes longer for the taxi to get to you. So I have to give a shout out to, you know, Shari Baton, who's our mobility manager, and Rebecca Miller, work very hard on kind of working through all these different taxi things and really finding the best way to keep it, you know, both sides happy. You know, you want the companies happy and the rider. So
actually, I want to jump in there, Christina. You just said, try not to be scheduling the stuff at rush hour. Mm-hmm. You know, it's basically for free. Be courteous. I mean, if you're paying for it, I have the right to take a cab wherever I need, whenever I need.
But right. And it's also really for the rider's best interest. You need
to be accommodating and say, guess what? I'll go at 11:30. I'll go at 2:45 mm-hmm. because nobody's using it at that time.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also better for the rider because, you know, you don't want to have to be waiting around. Listen, I know after a doctor's appointment, the last thing I want to do is sit around waiting to go somewhere. You know, I want to get the heck out of there as fast as possible.
So, how do I pay, number one, and number two, does that cover, it's $5 going and $5 coming back?
Yes.
Okay.
And you got to pay cash. It's cash going.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So yes. Have cash available.
Exactly.
Right. Okay.
I believe it's going to be reassessed. I think they're going to kind of do this for 3 months or so, but stay tuned. You know, there's letters and press releases that have been mailed out, you know, on the program, but it's really important. But I want to remind people, still wear your mask. You know, they're still asking for public transportation to wear a mask. When you are calling for your ride, your pickup ride, make sure the dispatcher knows that you are a Project Independence rider. You know, this is an issue that comes up a lot of times. Someone will call a complaint that they were quoted some crazy amount, but it's because they did not know that you were part of the program. So you don't get that discount. It's really important for people to have, you know, we love saying 311, but unfortunately, if you are not in North Hempstead or you are calling from your cell phone, you really need to do the 516-869-6311. So we encourage people to really save that in your phone. So this way, you know, you could kind of just hit that and get connected. So if you have any questions, call that number, obviously, and Shari would be more than happy to kind of work through this all with you. So that is some great stuff with transportation. And then what's exciting is the PI exercise program has been, you know, a smash hit. Obviously, they are that, and the radio program on North Hempstead TV, you know, is getting rave reviews, as always. So that is going to stay. They're still going to be having exercise on North Hempstead TV, but they're also going to start some in-person classes in September, God willing, you know, as I like to say that, because I've learned you really can't fully plan or commit to anything anymore because who knows what is going to happen. But the plan is that this September there will be in person. Obviously it's not going to be as many as the past. We have to be careful with how many people are in each class. So there's going to be different things that we're figuring out. But on August 18th, you can call the 311 and get information as to the schedule and whatnot, because it's all being kind of finalized right now. So, but that was kind of something hopeful to look forward to. So that will be that. Obviously, we still have our wonderful caregiver to spouse support group. I had to give a special shout out to this because I've been facilitating the group like as a host. So I just kind of, you know, set it up and I'm there to let people in and whatnot. But, you know, it's such a phenomenal group. And it's amazing. You know, we hear about these things, I promote them, but to actually kind of be a fly on the wall and to see what a supportive system, what an amazing group of members. You know, Gail Sellis, one of our gerontologists, facilitates it. And it's incredible. You know, it's emotional. And of course, we all know me. I'm like crying behind the scenes listening to these things. But they really are so inspirational. And I encourage people that if you are, you know, in any stage of the caregiver world, to your spouse to join it, because it's really wonderful. It's still through Zoom right now.
Christina, so that's on Wednesday. Just a quick thought. Roughly how many people are in that group?
There is probably like, I think there's anywhere between like 6 and 8, okay. You know, so some people come in and out, but it's very interesting because people really are on all different, you know, stages of the journey. So you have people who are more seasoned, who have been doing it, and like, just to see the advice that they give the person who, you know, just is coming into this and is overwhelmed, you know, it's just, it's really wonderful. So that, I encourage everyone, if you are in that situation, to check that out. We also have our social group, which is going on through Zoom throughout the summer, and our men's group. So there's really great stuff that you can still be a part of. We have coming up next week, our advisory committee, which is through Zoom. That's going to be on August 11th at 11 a.m. We're going to have some really great topics with our social worker and nurses are going to kind of give an update on just coping and resilience through this whole time and just tips and whatnot. And, you know, we obviously know it's a very anxious time for people. I've been certainly anxious of late. So this is just an important thing. And obviously Supervisor Bosworth will be there, you know, giving updates. She's been, I think, at every single Zoom we've had since the pandemic, which is just absolutely incredible. And she'll share some information too. So there's a lot of good stuff. Call 311 or 869-6311 for more information on anything I have announced.
Perfect. That's it for the show for the week. It's amazing, amazing. Between dinner and the animal shelter and Senator Todd Kominsky and his sharing, very honest sharing and very bold sharing, but nevertheless. And then Christina bringing us up to date on everything that's going on in the town. This is another great show. I want to wish everybody a wonderful weekend and a wonderful week. You've been listening to Community Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. Have a wonderful week, everybody. We'll be back next Friday.